gentlemen, welcome to class number 64 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. Gentlemen, welcome to class 34 of the Ramp, to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am Daniel White III, Chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men, in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence National best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men. We are using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCallum, MDiv, Truett Theological Seminary, and Charles Garrett, MDiv, Southwestern Theological Seminary. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success because my goal is to get you on the ramp. As a man, you ought to be able to make it from there. In other words, out of respect for you as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction. Not to tell you all of the details once you get onto the highway of success. With God, you can do great things. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, thank you for the privilege it is to be alive. And thank you for the opportunities and the privileges that you've given to us. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and your grace in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us. And fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit to live right, to love right, to think right, and do right. And to be a help and a blessing to our community and to our society and to our nation. Help us to be a shining light that will honor your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Today we are beginning a new study titled Think for Yourself. As we begin this lesson, consider these words from Martin Luther King, Jr. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Let's begin by reading the portion from Letters to Young Black Men, which our lesson is based on. Dear YBM, one of the saddest things that I see today is so many people who do not think for themselves, especially young black men. It is painful to watch so many gullible people be led astray. Think for yourself. Be a leader instead of a follower. We have enough followers. These people let others think for them, speak for them, and even do for them. And don't allow yourself to get into that rut. Think for yourself. Be the leader that God wants you to be. Simply because a person is older and in a position of authority and is considered a leader by many, does not mean he has to be your leader. His perceived high position by many does not mean his ideas, statements, and direction are correct. Think for yourself. Now, gentlemen, please pull out your printed study guide or your digital study guide as we continue our review, our lesson on these topics. It is very appropriate to finish this study with a lesson on leadership. If you have resolved to live for Jesus Christ in every aspect of your life, then you must also choose to be a leader. Our society needs strong, influential Christian men and women to stand up if this world is ever going to leave its path of destruction and turmoil. And we need to accept Christ's command to follow him. Clearly, thinking for yourself is one of the primary ways to set yourself apart from the crowd. And too many individuals believe everything they are told in school, on television, in the newspaper, and by other influential people. Sometimes this is okay, but it often leads to deception and beliefs that simply do not line up with the Bible. Thus, in this lesson, we will quickly review the ways you should think for yourself, and then we will do a closer study on leadership. At the conclusion of this lesson, you will surely be equipped to overcome mundane, insignificant living and take on a life of commitment, devotion, and great influence for the glory of God. Matthew 5:14 says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid." In order to be light, you must be willing to position yourself in places of darkness and intentionally stand out. In a world of hopelessness, you are to bring the message of hope. In a world of suffering, you are to claim the promise of a future kingdom in which tears and pain do not exist. In a world of injustice, you are to speak up for what is right. In a world of poverty, you are to care for the orphans and widows and proclaim the true treasure which is in heaven. If you choose to merely blend into the darkness, you will be just another individual consumed by this dry, barren land. However, if you gladly take on this role of being the light, others will constantly be drawn to your life and message, which will ultimately lead them to the true source of light, Jesus Christ. Brother, accept this call to be a leader, to stand above the crowd and to turn others' eyes towards Jesus and heaven. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will continue this lesson in our next class. Let's pray. Holy Father God, thank you for our time together, and thank you for the privilege to encourage these young men to be great men for your glory, praise, and honor. Fill us with your Holy Spirit to do so. Let your will be done in our lives, wherever we are. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy the first black coach to win the Super Bowl, and the host of NBC Sunday Night Football said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins, and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives." Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family, and during that time I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.